You see this gift that I have in my hand? Is a gift something that we demand from someone? What is it? What happens?
You ask for it.
Do you ask for it?
Yeah.
Or do people give it to you because they are sharing their heart of love with you? Yeah? What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. So today I'm going to share with you some gifts of love that our Heavenly Father has shared with me. He knows I love nature. I learn a lot about Him through nature. And so all of these gifts are nature. As you can see, the first one, let me get out of the way here. The first one is my family. What a blessing. All of these gifts I'm going to show you were unexpected except for one, and that's our daughter Megan. We expected her, but we did not know, would she be a boy or a girl? Would she have blue hair, brown hair, green hair? Of course, they aren't born with that, but we didn't know what she would look like. And as you can see, she looks a lot like her papa. But this guy, I wasn't expecting to date him and marry him. And one day back in high school, we were young. My mom, who was a friend of my husband's mom, came home and she said, Trey wants to date you. He wants to take you out. And I said, it ain't happening. Now, that being said, it wasn't because I didn't think he wasn't good to date, but there was a time factor that I don't have time to share with you right now. And obviously, time went by, and we did date, and we did get married, and what a blessing he is to my life. One day, our Father revealed to me when we were talking that this is the man that he created for me. And there is no other man on the face of this planet that I would rather hang out or be married to. Okay, this and the next one, these are morning glories. They bloom in the morning and then they fade away. When we lived in Yonkala, I was out in the backyard one morning and there appeared to my eyes a beautiful purple morning glory. I had never seen those before, didn't even know they existed. We didn't plant them, none of the neighbors had them. It just showed up one day, one flower. And the next day, I ran out, one flower. And the third day, one flower. That was it, no more, no less. And I knew it was a gift from my Heavenly Father. Do you see these blue hydrangeas? Now, we did plant that bush, but it wasn't blue. I looked for blue, but could not find one when we bought that. And I know they will change color depending on the ground that you plant them in, but ours had always been pink. They turned a little bit purple a couple years ago, pink and purple, but never like that until this year. They got that beautiful blue. That's the color they are on the coast where we came from, and that's the color I was looking for, a gift from my Heavenly Father. Okay, do you see this beautiful fella? This is a yellow-headed blackbird. When we lived in Yonkala, we fed the red-winged blackbirds. They're really skittish, but they were also a gift from our Father. And one day I was looking in my bird book, and I saw a picture of those, and I thought, wow, wouldn't that be cool to see one of those? But they don't come from here. They come from more inland and other states. And it wasn't too long after I was thinking about that and looking at that book that all of a sudden I'm in the house, and I hear this just obnoxious bird. And I thought, what in the world is that? It sounded like a cross between a crow and a chicken. And so I went out on the porch and I thought, what is that? And there he was on the line. I ran in and got my camera. I went out and took a picture expecting he was going to fly away like the other blackbirds. Nope, he just stayed there. He thought it was his camera shoot day, his photo shoot. He flew to our feeder and I went down in the yard and I got on the ground and got a few more pictures, and he just let me take the pictures. I don't know if, can you see him there? It's a little bit dark. That's in the tree where our feeder was. And he just was happy to stay there. He fed, he flew off. We never saw another one before or after. Okay, do you see this little maple? And that is some kind of pine. I haven't figured out what kind yet. And that is a fir, sorry, took me a minute there. There's also one more, but I think that it's dying. These three little trees we have nursed for the last couple of years, they just showed up in our yard. We really miss our redwoods that we had taken out some years ago. We miss the privacy, we miss the beauty, but look what we have. When they grow, they're going to make our yard beautiful. All gifts from my Heavenly Father. But this next gift is the greatest gift. Now, nobody has given me as cool a gift as this next one. Jesus. There is no better gift that anybody has given me besides Jesus. The gift that Jesus has given, forgiveness and bringing me back to my Father. I can be with my Father again. But you know what? That gift up there is not just for me. It's for all of you too. I accept that gift joyfully every day, and I am so thankful for Jesus. What about you guys? Have you accepted him today? It's something we do every day. It's not something we do just once and say it's done. Every day we ask him into our heart. Would any of you like to do that today? If you would, raise your hand. Yeah. Well, why don't you let me pray with you, and then I'll tell you what I have for you, okay? Okay, let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, you give us all so many gifts. We just need to have eyes to see them. But the greatest gift you gave us is your Son, and today we choose to accept him as our Savior and our Lord and our friend. And we thank you for the day that we will see you face to face and be reconciled back to you physically because of what he has done. In his name we pray. Amen. Okay, so what I have for you today, let me have to take him out here first, just a minute. Picture of Jesus and the children. Now, I know this is not what Jesus looks like, but this picture is a true picture of his heart of love for you, his children. And the reason I'm giving this to you is because I want to encourage you that every day when you look at this, I hope that you will choose Jesus every day, okay? Don't forget to pick up the offering if you get this.